Well, it's 5:25 South African time on this beautiful Mubarak Friday morning, the 19th of Dhulqa'dah, 1444. Let's welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. Let's welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And of course, let's welcome our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhahullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Mubarak Friday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fikum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri. وَحْلُلْ أُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 19th of Dhulqa'dah 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 26, Surah Ash-Shu'ara, the poets, and verses 192 to 195. To understand today's lesson, we need to understand this introduction. When we establish and build a mosque, a masjid, in any part of the world, then we are connecting ourselves and that structure with the Baytullah, with the Kaaba Musharrafa, the cube there in Makkah Mukarrama, Saudi Arabia. When we cite and quote and mention a hadith, a saying, teaching, preaching of the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we are connecting ourselves to the master and leader Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we are the only people as Muslims on the face of this earth who have the science and discipline of Asanid, which means the chain of transmission. If you say Imam Bukhari, Imam Muslim, Imam Abu Dawood, Imam Tirmidhi reported, narrated this hadith, then we have a chain going to the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Al-fadlu ma shahidat bihil a'da'u. Virtue is that even your enemies bear testimony to that. You students, ulama, you can Google it. The author is called Watt, W-A-T-T. That's his surname. His first name is Montgomery Watt. His book's name is called The Formative Period. In there he mentions, I'm paraphrasing him, that you Muslims are the only people who have the science and discipline of Isnad Asani, chain of transmission, and you have the record and profile of 500,000 reporters, and that's what he mentions. And today we have lexicons and we have dictionary on Asma'ur Rijal wa Nisa, the names of the men and the women who report the ahadith Mubarakah, the Sunnah Mubarakah, the teaching, preaching of the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One of the greatest work in this field was done and undertaken by Hafiz Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, who was one of the greatest scholars in his time until today in the field and hadith, and is called Al-Isaba fi Tamyizi Sahaba. It took him 40 years to compile that work. So that is the Ahadith Mubarakah, the Sunnah Mubarakah. When we read Quran Sharif, when we explain the noble Quran, then we are connecting ourselves directly to Him, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, and to His special mercy. See now what Allah Ta'ala says. Chapter 26, verses 192 to 195. وَإِنَّهُ لَتَنْزِيلُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَإِنَّهُ وَإِنَّ الْكِتَابُ وَإِنَّ الْقُرْآنُ. And verily this Quran, the greatest constitution and the final and last constitution for humanity and posterity, لَتَنْزِيلُ, surely it was revealed piecemeal gradually over a period of 23 years. So remember, when we study the noble Quran, we will find two terminologies used. Chapter 15, verse number 9. Inna nahnu nazzalna. Nazzalna is the verb. Tanzil is the verbal noun. So meaning that verily, surely, we revealed this Quran Sharif, this noble Quran, piecemeal, gradually. Nazzalna zikra, the reminder. Wa inna lahu lahafidhun. And surely we are the ones who will preserve it, protect it. No addition, no omission, no interpolation. Therefore, my son, my student, you are called hafiz. Therefore, be thee, my beloved daughter, you are called hafidha. Allah took His attribute and transferred it to you. What a great achievement, accomplishment. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Here the word anzalna is used. Chapter 97, verse 1. To tell you that from the seven heavens to the first sky, then it is called anzalna inzal. And from the seven heaven to the first sky, that will be anzalna. And then from the first heaven to the Mubarak blessed heart of the Master Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is called tanzil, piecemeal, gradually, to make it easy and to facilitate it for the Master Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because this wahi revelation is very weighty and very heavy. Inna sanulqi alayka qawlan thaqila. We are going to send to you, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a speech that is very, very weighty, very heavy. وَإِنَّهُ لَتَنْزِيلُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. So this Quran Sharif, noble Quran, is and was revealed piecemeal, but from who? رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, the sustainer, nourisher, provider of the entire universe. Who brought it down? You can't say Jibreel alayhi salatu salam is the teacher. He was the medium and the one through whom it was brought. The teacher is Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala Himself. وَعَلَّمَكَ مَا لَمْ تَكُنْ تَعْلَمْ. Allah will teach you that, Ya Rasulullah, O Prophet of Islam, peace be upon you, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that which you did not know. نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ. That angel, Archangel Gabriel, Jibreel alayhi salatu salam, so his ruh is the spirit, and al-Amin is very, very faithful. Nazala bihi ruhul amin. So the faithful spirit, Jibreel alayhi salatu salam, brought it down. No addition, no omission. Ala qalbik, on your Mubarak, blessed, honorable heart. How honorable the heart is where it was receiving the Quran, preserving the Quran, and then propagating the noble Quran, the last and final constitution for humanity and posterity. لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُنْذِرِينَ. So that you will warn the people, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger, peace be upon you, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, with love and compassion. Inzar, inzar don't mean your son's name is Nazir, your daughter's name is Nazira. You translated, my brother, sister, as a warner. That's incomplete translation. We must understand the philology, the history, the true meaning of the words. It means a takhweef ma'al mahabba, to warn people with love and compassion. You see your son, daughter crawling, walking towards the fireplace, and they 1, 2 years old, 3, 6 months old. how you as a mother, you will warn your child, stop in your tracks, because you know what will happen. It will be terrible, horrible consequences. So more than that, and what is Quran? Not translation, my brother and sister. Every Muslim and Muslimah must learn some Arabic. بِلِسَانٍ عَرَبِيٍ مُبِينٍ, in the Arabic language, which makes things so manifest and clear. So that is Almighty Allah giving us the chain directly from Almighty Allah via the agency of the Archangel Jibreel alayhi salatu salam. In chapter 97 you read, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحِ. On that auspicious night, the most majestic night of the Islamic calendar, inshallah, the 27th night of Ramadan, the angels are coming down in their droves and droves and droves, millions, billions, trillions, zillions. And remember, from sunset right till Subah Sadiq, till the fasting time starts, till the Fajr time starts, وَالرُّوحِ, and the angel who is the Amir, the leader of the angels, Jibreel alayhi salam, also descends. So we need to understand the glory, the beauty, the style, the diction, the rhetoric of the noble Quran. Let us take you around the world, locally, nationally, internationally, globally, for news, views and interviews. These Saudis and Americans thought they will bring peace there in Sudan. So Sudan taught the Saudis a lesson. Saudi Arabia's embassy attacked in Khartoum. That is the capital of Sudan. So what you going to do now? You see, your money cannot buy everything. So now they told the world they're bringing peace. America and Saudis. America will get credit and the Saudis will foot the bill, as they thought they will get Messi to come mess things up there in Saudi Arabia. But Messi snubbed them and kicked them and said, get out, I don't want your money. So this is humiliation upon humiliation for them, the Saudis and the MBS Murtad bin Shaitan. New York, America disgraced. I was there. I know what is JFK. I went there to your United Nations. I went there to your White House. So the flights are canceled to New York. People cannot land in New York. People cannot take off from New York. And millions of people are told, children are told, stay at home, wear your mask. You wanted to give us masks. We never wore the mask, you haramis. You were lying to the people. So now Allah is punishing you and saying that now you whole lot must wear masks, because that fire that is raging on, the wildfires there in Canada. Now if you know Canada and you know the eastern region and of America, they're very near. So you must remember, I took flights from there to remember Toronto and so forth, from Washington, from Toronto, from New York and so forth. So we know it's near. So that fire is now, the smoke is coming. So now, Surah Dukhan, chapter 44, Allah is teaching them, فَرْتَقِبْ يَوْمَ تَعْتِ السَّمَاءُ بِدُخَانٍ مُبِينٍ. You said you are the nuclear champion. You said you are the superpower. We just give you little bit example and sample of the day of justice and see what you can do, whether you're in the White House or whether you're in Camp David. Allah humiliating, disgracing them. Oh, Trump is in big trouble. Last night, yesterday, they indicted Donald Trump and they said on Tuesday he must appear in court. Why? He hid away classified information. All these are politically motivated charges. They don't want he must be able to stand for next year's elections, because even now, with all the trumped up charges against Trump, remember, he's still the winning leader of the Republican Party. And if they have to have elections this year, he one side and Joe Biden with his nappies on the other side, oh, Trump will give him a good threshing, remember this. Thus, as Muslims, we must condemn, remember, Islam never allows this. A Syrian person, and deliberately they will say a Muslim, and they will say he got a beard, he attacked 4 children there in France. Remember, Islam never allows this. So we must condemn it in the strongest terms. How we condemn the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel when they attacked children children and incarcerate children and murder children like Muhammad Durra in 2001 and Muhammad Tamimi in 2023. Muslims, you must stand for justice and the truth, remember that. Now let me take you to Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime. Because you Muslims are half asleep also, you don't know whether you're coming or going. So let us tell you something so you will understand. 1994, 25th of February, Saturday morning, Fajr time, 15th Ramadan, South Africa, 16th Ramadan there, and this is where Nabi Ibrahim, Nabi Ishaq, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu salam are buried. Khalilur Rahman, Habibur Rahman, that is Khalilur Rahman, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. So this Harami, this Ibn Himar, Ben Gwe, real terrorist, real murderer, and war criminal, so he said that Baruch Goldstein is his role model. And he's got a big frame in his house of Baruch Goldstein. Murder the Palestinians. 29 of them were martyred, murdered in the masjid, Fajr time, and the death toll eventually was approximately 70. They dispatched him, Baruch Goldstein, to hell. Now, worse than those guys, there is a rabbi. He also dispatched to hell, Rabbi Kahani. So Rabbi Kahani used to say, you must take explosive and bomb the whole Masjidul Aqsa compound and everything. So this Ibn Himar, this donkey, yeah, and son of a donkey, Ben Gwer. So remember, this Haaretz can read the article, you Jutlas Haramis can see it there. So his special advisor is a Kahanist, and this Kahani guy is facing terrorist and racism charges. So what does that speak of your Israeli government? You must remember that. Even yesterday, day before yesterday, you must remember that one of your ministers, he pushed one of the pro-democracy guys in America, and that guy got injured and now he's in hospital. See the humiliation, disgrace, punishment you are experiencing. Duribat alayhi muzilla, Allah has stamped upon you the disgrace and humiliation, your haramis, jutlas. And Allah Ta'ala has said, layab'athanna alayhim ila yawm al-qiyamati may yasumuhum su' al-azab. Chapter 7, verse 167, Allah will continue punishing you. Jutla, jutla, Jew, Jew, Zionist, Zionist. Or you will have Hitler, or you will have Muslim, or you will have atheist. And that will continue. See, anywhere where people are fighting Muslims, Israel will always assist them. Israel sent arms to Myanmar. That was illegal for them to do. All this in the Haaretz you can read. And you know Blinken. Blinken is there in Saudi Arabia. So Bibi speaks to Blinken. One shaitan with a B and Bibi speaks to another shaitan, Blinken, and one is in Tel Aviv or Jerusalem, and the other one is in Riyadh. So they spoke by telephone. We must try and normalize ties with the Saudis. We must sort the Iranians out. We have to reshape the Middle East. And we have to get the control now. Russia is getting the upper hand. We're losing it. And Putin is giving us a good thrashing. What must we do? So MBS now knows that he's got the trump card by him. He's got the oil. He's got the cash. And he knows the backlash he will face. Not that they hate Israelis. They love the Israelis and the Jutlas. Whole day they are bootlicking them and America and so forth. But the time is not ripe now, you see. So they're waiting for the right time so that everyone, MBS, MBZ, the King of Jordan, King of, you must remember, of Bahrain, Morocco, and the Pharaoh of Egypt, all murtads, apostates out of the fall of Islam. See these two occupying forces. You Muslims must understand what's playing there. So Israel says very soon we will remember, recognize the, they don't say the occupation, they say we will recognize the Western Sahara as part of Morocco. Why? Because they stole that portion Morocco, and they stealing Palestine, and both of them haramis, both of them crooks. One is supposed to be Arab and Muslim, other one supposed to be Jutla, and they are brothers and sisters in crime. That is, you must remember, land grab. That are crooks, that's what we call. Yesterday, the gays were marching there in Israel. They don't know their entry from the exit. You know how many people were marching in Israel? Gays, homos, lesbians, 150,000 plus marching. Zigzag people, these guys are. So we must remember these things here. 300 orphans caught up in the crossfire there in Sudan, so they moved them 200 kilometers away from Khartoum. Sunak the Indian, so he wants to become the new poodle of the White House. You see, there was George W. Bush, so he had a poodle. That poodle was called Blair, B&B, Bush and Blair, war criminals. We need to hang them here by our toll roads in South Africa. So now he got the Indian poodle. So the Indian poodle is there, and they're discussing, you know, Muslims, they're doing this, they're doing that. We must fix them up. We must fix Putin up. You can't fix your own country up if you know anything what's happening in UK. UK is, remember, inflation is the highest, one of the highest in the whole of Europe. So what you talking about? You and your wife, multi-millionaire, multi-billionaire. The guy in the street can't buy tomatoes properly and potatoes. And you know, America, they in the doldrums already. And then the last one to you, my brothers, sisters, we thank Allah, my brother Ibrahim Anderson, my brother Abdullah Van Wyk, early part of the morning, I took your names. You don't know what you have done. You have changed South Africa's landscape, my brothers. You embrace Islam with the help and mercy of Allah. We are just small people, sinners, transgressors. I want all of you, whether you are Abdullah, Amatullah in Australia, Melbourne, all of you in South Africa, whether you're in Italy or any part of the world, you must do this. It's compulsory for you. You write your an affidavit. You write your name and there your original name on the ID passport. And then you say, that was my name, and now I have embraced Islam, and this is my name. And when I pass away, then everything must be done according to the Islamic law. And they can consult this one, that one. You can put our name also, whoever's name you want to. And remember that, get it stamped by the police station or get it stamped by the commissioner of oaths and so forth. So tomorrow we all have to die. We don't know when we're going to pass away. So we don't have problems with your families and so forth. So please, all of you, embrace Islam. You must do that in all parts of the world. Okay, today our program, inshallah, 8:30 to 9, Maulana Zahid Khan with Mufti Aku of Darum, Newcastle. 11:20, we move to Makkah Mukarramah, Sheikh Sudeh's khutbah and salat, and then the dua. I will be here in Lens today, Bangla Wali Masjid, where Maulana Yusuf Burgers is. So inshallah, that is our program. Abundant durood, salawat, salutations, the best gift for the best of Allah's creation, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on the best day of the week. Abundant salawat, salutations, durood sharif. Allah jalla wala grant us tawfiq.
You've got a new listener, Ustad. I'm just reading the message. His name is Mr. Mullen. He says, what is wrong supporting the lesbians? Didn't God say we're entitled to what we want to? We should respect them. It's my opinion only. My name is Mr. Mullen. I'm from Cape Town. Heard a lot about your show in the morning. Thank you, sir. Ustad.
I'm honored, my brother, because Cape Town, your sunrise is, you know what time, when the people in South Africa are already at work, my brother. You woke up so early, Mr. Mullen. So you're mulling about the lesbians, right? So I want to ask you one question, Mr. Mullen. You are a Jew or a Christian or whichever faith beside Islam. When God Almighty Allah created, what did He create? Did He create Adam and Eve? Or did He create Adam and Steve? Did He create Madam and Eve? So you know what is the answer, right? So Almighty Allah, the one and only creator, exclusive creator, created Adam and Eve. So why did he create Adam and Eve? And then a nikah, a marriage ceremony took place, which Almighty Allah himself solemnized. And then he, Adam, had to pay a marital gift, which we call mahar. And that was salutation, salawat, upon the master, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You see, my brother Malan, you, I assume and presume, that you have a wife and children, right? Now, because you ask, I don't know you, right? Whether you're in Greenpoint or East Point or Mitchell's Point and Cape Town and all that. You know what I'm talking about, right? So, or whether you're at the two oceans, right? So, let's assume your two daughters, they get involved in lesbian. So, will they be able to give birth to children?
Sure.
I'm asking you. Your son gets involved in a gay relationship. Will they have any children? Obviously, you know the answer. You see, in Uganda, the president was a sharpshooter and is a sharpshooter. So he got two gay guys and he told them, you all are in prison. And you know when you will get released? When the two of you can produce a child, then I will release you from prison. So this whole new world order, my brother Malan, is to destroy humanity, and you must not have any reproduction. So we must not have any children. You must not have any children. So Adam and Steve get busy. Madam and Eve get busy. And what happens? So you don't have the African population growing. You don't have the Muslim population growing. You know the Jutlas can't produce children. They have one, two children. And they don't want more children. The Hindus don't want more children. India has got the biggest population. So that is your whole agenda. So therefore, it is something unnatural. I'm asking you one question, Malan. That when Adam and Steve are busy, then you must remember, where is he entering? He's entering in the entry or is entering in the exit? Almighty Allah made certain places the entry and certain places the exit. Now you want to justify that and you say God loves them. But God's constitution tells us we must punish them. And he, Almighty Allah, taught us, and the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, taught us, when there is Mr. Malan and Mr. Miller, and they are busy, or Eve and Madam are busy, then we must give them the death penalty, you see. Why? So that curse and that sickness, mental disorder, must not continue anywhere. So we want a pure and a chaste world. We don't want people who don't know where their entry and exit is. So you pass the word around there, because your Cape Town has become the gay capital of the world. One of the gay capitals.
He says, thank you so much.
You're welcome. And you pass the word around, Malan. I like you.
Ustaz, listen to this one here. The government has caused great damage to our beautiful country, AK. We are heading doomsday. People are dying now from cholera-contaminated water, Ustad.
My brother, didn't you hear what Cyril said yesterday? People died, 26 people died, 24 died there in Haman's Kraal. You know where's Haman's Kraal? Haman's Kraal has got a mosque there. I delivered a Jumma lecture there many years ago. You go from Pretoria towards Potties and Petersburg, Polokwane, you will find it on the highway. Now Cyril goes there yesterday, and now he says no. That Swanee, Pretoria, call whatever you want to, is to blame. Mr. Cyril, if the micro is rotten, is that not an indictment of your province? Gauteng is in your hands always from 94 till now. Never did the government change there. And that's an indictment upon you and upon all your guys there. And then is that not an indictment on the national government? So you all mess everything up. Remember that. Yesterday, I was reading the news, 11 o'clock. Remember, before I sleep, I have to go check news, views and interviews, read this newspaper, that newspaper, what's breaking. They said minimum to sort out South Africa's electricity problem and load shedding will take minimum 2 years.
Sure.
Who is to blame, Cyril? Who is to blame for Pala Pala and all the $1 million you hid there under your matras? Who is to blame for your incompetent ministers, good for nothing, nincompoops they are? I'm asking you. So some of them can't even make a press statement. You must remember that. You got two ministers of education and so forth. An absolute disgrace, remember this. That's for me, I told you 100 times. I never voted ANC and I'll never vote ANC. You can do what you want to. Apartheid was a crime against humanity. And remember, ANC destroyed this country. That is the summary of what has happened in South Africa.
Mufti Saab, one of the executives took 200K from my daddy's inheritance. He says Islamic says so. I'm 19 years old, Mufti Saab. I have approached him, but he says Islamic says he must take 200K. Please guide me. Me and my mommy, we are a bit lost. Ustad, ya Allah.
We don't understand whatever happened there. Let me explain to you Islamically and explain to you what has happened there. So your father passed away, Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus. So you and your brothers, siblings, Allah alone knows whether you're the only child or you have siblings. You should be reading chapter 14, verse 41. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ Chapter 14, verse 41. So Ya Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents and the believers. The day the reckoning is established, okay? Chapter 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse 41. One story. Second, when a Muslim person, male, female, passes away from the estate, you pay for the funeral expenses and burial expenses. If somebody else wants to pay for it, it's fine. The debts of the deceased must be paid. You must remember that. Whether it is you're Muslim, non-Muslim, and you must pay an expedited justice delayed is justice denied. Third one is you want to make, he made wasiyah to bequeath in writing or verbally. But if it's verbally, there must be witnesses. For a person, it can be a non-Muslim person. It can be Mr. Mullen, Tom, Dick and Harry, or Tom, Dick and Mary. And remember, maximum amount is 1/3 of the net estate. And fourth one is, you must remember, the shares of the heirs. So this executor is fooling you because you are 19 years old and your mother won't understand most probably these things here. That is usurping your rights and is stealing from the estate. And what he's doing, you must tell him, if he's a Muslim, that chapter 4, Surah Nisa, verse number 14, وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَتْعَدَّ حُدُودًا. He knows that you are simple Simon, and that how can he steal 200,000? Where is it mentioned in the world? In Islam, there's nothing like that. He's using Islam to fill his own pockets, and you can take my name and say so. If he's a lawyer or whatever, don't let him intimidate you. You must name them and shame them when they are crooking. You must remember, don't fear anybody. When you are on truth, then you must speak the truth. So remember that. You must tell him you're going to write to the Bar Council and you're going to write to the Ombudsman that Mr. Lawyer so-and-so, Muslim or non-Muslim, this is my father's will. And he left a wife and he left a son. So wife 12.5% and the remaining 92, so what will be 87.5% will go to the son if there's no other heirs. So from where does he get the right to take 200,000? So, and then he's trying to justify it Islamically. Remember, all haram. Kullu lahmin nabata min suhtin fannaru awla bihi. Every piece of flesh that is developed from haram income, from ill-gotten gain, you then dispatch to Jahannam. Chapter 4, verse 14, show him this hadith authentic in Mishkat Sharif and Mustad Ahmad. He's making you a fool, my son. Don't. You must come. And you can't come right, then inshallah we will give you some names. Then you contact our lawyers and they won't, inshallah, speak to them. They won't charge you. They'll be pro bono, but they'll give you some advice what you should do and so forth. You contact me. I don't want stories, long stories. You can't come right, you go to the Bar Council, you write to the Ombudsman, and this guy is taking us for a ride. So people like this, they must kick them out from the lawyer association and so forth.
Ustad, the question says, good morning, sir. Why do you say Prophet Muhammad is the last and final prophet? While there is prophet, it says Asiya, Shembe, and Bushiri. Please explain, how do you define prophets, Ustad?
Ah, Bushiri. He ran away from here. Where is he now? So you see, you're not listening to my statement. Prophets and messengers are selected by Almighty Allah, not elected by people. You take your Bushiri, that he committed so many crimes, then he ran away from South Africa, and he came back to South Africa. There was an extradition and so forth. When you say a person is a prophet and messenger, it means his character is totally impeccable. They never committed a sin, and they make mistakes. The mistake is something else, but not a sin. So that is unanimous belief of a Muslim, that the final and last messenger was, is, will always be Prophet Muhammad. Who appointed him? This Bushiri, and this one, and that one. Who? You, the people. Nobody accepts them besides you. So you must remember, but you take Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. He was, he is, he will always be the last and final messenger. So you must remember, Almighty Allah has mentioned it in the Quran, wa khatam an-nabiyyin, and his greatest miracle is this Quran. And it is a living miracle for all times and all places. So therefore, all these, you know, you get the spaza shop. So they spaza prophets. You must remember that, to fool the people and fill their pockets, my brother. So we leave it there, inshallah. It's time.
I got one more quickly, Ustaz. This is from Jacko. He says that, what will happen to the Afrikaners if things get really bad for them in South Africa? Manier AK, Ustad.
Manier AK say, ye moet know, you have your fat and ye moet word, you know, prepared word knows. I told him, you must keep your guns ready if a civil war comes, you see. But Yako, except for you, yester, ye moet a Sulman word, ye moet yester Muslim word, dan is alles recht. Alright, Yako, ons praat more. So I told him, first leave the gun now, first become Muslim, then we talk, inshallah. So 6 o'clock, inshallah, is news with Brother Suleiman Esau. And thereafter Fajr Adhan, and thereafter Mawlana Khalid. So inshallah, 11:20, we will join Makkah Mukarramah. Barakallahu fiqh. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.